Good morning, everybody. Afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Glad you could make it here again this week for the weekly mastermind session. This week, we've kind of got a really exciting topic, I think, tailgate talks. I think tailgate talks are a huge opportunity for landscapers to improve everything from safety, efficiency, and profitability if handled properly. And Matt is going to give us a great overview. So if you don't know Matt yet, you should. Matt Crinklaw is one of the founders and the brainchild behind Greenius. We rely on Matt to develop the industry leading software to help landscapers unlock the true potential of their employees through training. So Matt is here today to share some of the best practices on how to roll out tailgate talks. And so as we go through today, hopefully you can just throw your questions in the chat. Go ahead and tell us who you are, where you're from in the chat. Make this a little bit social. And Matt's going to take away here and give us his overview on tailgate talks. And just throw your questions in the chat and we'll make sure to talk to Matt and or answer some of them right there in the chat as we go. But thanks again for being here, and I'll pass it off to Matt.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark. Hey, everybody. Matt here from Greenius. I'm back at it again with one of my favorite topics, and it's definitely employee development. And I was excited to talk today about tailgate talks. It's something that we really value at Greenius, and we saw its importance to the industry. So right from day one, when we initially, Greenius was an idea 17 years ago, as part of our online training aspect, a big part of that was tailgate talk. So I really believe them as in huge opportunities. And I just wanted to go through today and maybe spark some ideas or encourage some programs at your own company. But my goal is that you see the value in tailgate talks and that they're an easy, quick tool to start getting that education out to your team. So let's dig in here. So this is the first quote I wanted to start with. And this is a quote that's kind of a personal mantra for me. Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. And when I don't know something, I dive in, I read books, I attend webinars, I seek out experts. And my goal is to understand what I don't know and how to apply it. And I think at your company, education is really going to be the key tool to make key changes at your company. So giving the employees the knowledge and skills they need to really be empowered to start making those impactful changes at your company is a great tool. And Greenius really helps optimize that and streamlines that. So I'm really going to show you some importance around tailgate talks, and then I'm going to show you how to deliver tailgate talks, and then we're going to talk about optimizing tailgate talks and really how can you make that an efficient process to really take advantage of. So the most common types of injuries in landscaping, this probably isn't a major surprise to most people here, but I just wanted to call out contact with machinery or equipment. This is definitely around the sharp blades, moving gears. All of those can cause those serious injuries. Slip and falls. This is a big one around falls from heights, not working on ladders correctly or following those three-point touch rules. So it's always good to call that out. Weather exposure, definitely a huge winter hazard, but also a big warm weather hazard. So there's always those risks around understanding heat stroke. And you could feel fine at your company, but you got to know how to identify your coworkers and look for signs that they might be struggling and just learn how to take care of each other out there. So a tailgate's a really great opportunity to address that. Hazardous materials, that really falls around the pesticides that can seep in through skin exposure, the dust you can breathe in from cutting pavers and such. So it's good to educate people on these key topics that they might not know could be a risk to them. And OSHA really wants you to be making your employees aware of all known hazards related to their jobs. And tailgates are a great way to start with that kind of foundation around known hazards related to their jobs. And lastly, electrical currents. That's a big one around digging hazards. So digging, maybe it wasn't marked properly and you hit a certain line that you shouldn't have. There's that risk of electrocution there. So it's always good to keep these on everyone's mind and keep it at the forefront. And this was one I wanted to call out here. So I was reading a study done on worker compensation data. And a big note in that study was loading and unloading materials, tools, and equipment in and out of the truck and trailers is actually a really dangerous activity. And I know at its surface, it might not sound like it, but it could be as simple as you're doing a sod job and a new employee is just trying to lift the sod right out of the truck and their back's bent, they're at a weird angle, they might be standing on a tire. And within seconds, they could just blow out their back with just improper lifting techniques. So having these tailgates in place to address lifting techniques, to address morning warmups, and really pass along that knowledge and educate the employees with an efficient process is just an awesome tool. And here at Greenius, it's a little self-serving, but we've got tailgates for all of that. So just so we align on a common language, so we're all speaking the same thing as we move forward, what is a tailgate talk? And a tailgate talk is also known as a toolbox talk. It's just going to be a short and formal safety meeting, essentially. And we're just going to conduct them at the job sites before we start work. And why the job site is a great location is most of the time you're going to have everything you need to conduct that talk. So if you're a maintenance crew and your tailgate talk that week is loading a truck and trailer, well, you're at the job site, you have all the equipment there. So it's just going to support executing that tailgate talk a lot easier. So I always recommend arrive to the job site Friday morning and just book aside 10, 15 minutes. You don't need to set aside an hour or 2 hours to do these, just quick 10, 15 minutes. And with an efficient process, you can get those done fast. And I'm going to show you how to build that efficient process, which you need to think about. And hopefully you can start executing tailgate talks as soon as next week. So how do you effectively host and build a tailgate talk? So the first one, choose relevant topics. So safety topics that are relevant to the tasks or hazards that that team will encounter day to day. Consider factors as weather conditions, equipment usage, or maybe there's a job specific hazard. So if you're a design build team and you're doing an install on a certain property, that property itself could come with its own risks. So by kicking off the job with a tailgate talk and the topics and risks about that property, it's just very relevant to the employees. And you're just going to hammer home that, hey, we're a culture of safety and we want you to go home at the end of the day uninjured. That's our number one priority here. And everything else is secondary to that, but we still want to talk about it and just be as efficient as we can. And make sure to commit to schedule the talk. So put it in your plans, put it in your schedules, and just commit blocking that time into your schedule. I recommend, like I said, Friday mornings at the end of the week, just schedule that talk, have everyone commit to that and just know that they're getting done. Prepare the materials. So here, gather any materials or resources needed. Keep it simple and focused and key points you want to convey. So again, we're trying to get it executed in that 10 to 15 minute window. So we want our points to be pre-prepared and then streamlined. And by having a tailgate prepared ahead of time, if you have 10 crew leaders and they're all delivering that same tailgate talk to their crews, you know you got that consistent message across all teams. So they're all saying the same things, they're all training the same way, and at the end, they're all getting the employees aligned to the company's objectives. So it's just building that consistent message, which is really key to employee development and also following those company objectives there. And then you want to engage the participants and not really make this a kind of a lecture scenario. Ask them about their experiences related to the tailgate you're doing. So say we're doing a tailgate talk on blowers and a section of that tailgate is working around busy parking lots. And you had a member on your crew team that recently was using a backpack blower. They had backed into a busy parking lot and noticed a driver hadn't seen them approaching. the operator saw that and stayed out of the way of the car, and the car drove right past him and would have hit him. So have them talk about that experience and how did they have a heads up? How did they know to look for that busy traffic, and just kind of share the knowledge and really make it kind of this team engaging experience. So you're getting feedback at the same time, and the knowledge is also going to be stickier and transfer better if people are engaged to that. Again, keep it brief and clear. And this is a term we're hearing more and more, and we're definitely navigating our content towards this mindset, but it's called micro learning. So you have these people engaged for that 10 minutes, and after those 10 minutes, it starts slowly dropping off. So you want to maximize that first 10 minutes. So keep it brief, keep it concise, and really kind of it's a hack essentially to the learning process. Maximize those first 10 minutes because that's when you've got the most interest and the most opportunity to have the biggest impact. So keep it brief and clear and try to execute fast. Demonstrate the safety practices in your tailgate talk. So if you're doing a tailgate talk on fueling, actually demonstrate how you want the fueling done as you're talking about the processes. So where do you fuel? Where do you keep the fuel? How do you mix the fuel? Is it pre-mixed? Are your cans identified by color for certain material or certain equipment? So just show them as you're demonstrating those safety practices. And it's just you're tapping into that visual learning experience. And then you're helping kind of, again, get that knowledge to stick. Reinforce your key messages. So definitely safety concerns are a big part of reinforcing. So at the end, as a follow-up, just say, hey, no smoking when you're fueling equipment, your PPE, don't fuel on certain surfaces that it could damage. Reinforce those key messages. And then make sure you mentally kind of follow up. So within the next few days, just make sure you're checking in on those key points you've talked about, that people are following it. So that's really going to give you a successful tailgate talk that you can really be proud of and know you're driving some change in your organization. So what are the top 10 tailgates from Greenius? So we have over 120 tailgates, and these are the 10 most completed by our contractors. So I went through all of our data and I looked at all of our contractors, and I just kind of see what were the most completed tailgate talks. So this isn't the most employees that have done that tailgate talk. So you could have one tailgate talk for 20 employees. So the number of employees could be in the multiple thousands, but this is how many times that topic was completed and they're ranked. So backing up, obviously this is a big one, hooking up that truck and trailer or backing up out of yards, identifying signal peoples, when do you need to have those signal people? This one's been completed over 1,500 times. So again, our contractors are seeing backing up as a key point that they need to address with their teams. Obviously, I wasn't shocked by this one at all. Distracted driving. Distracted driving has become a major problem. And I actually got a couple statistics here around the importance of talking about this with your team. So cell phones were involved in 12% of all auto accidents. So just by having a policy where no phones in the truck or really hammering home that distracted driving, you're improving your odds of reducing an accident by 12%, right? So it's really an important topic to address. And this one was scary that this was based on research of traffic accidents involving cell phones. And they said for every hour of driving, people are using their phones for 2 minutes. So that's 2 minutes that they're not watching the road. And we've all been there as drivers. Anything can happen in a split second. You need to react within a split second. And a near miss is obviously going to be way better than an accident. So that's 2 minutes out of that hour. And most teams are probably traveling an hour a day going to jobs. So it is really important to call out distracted driving. Circle checks, a big one. A lot of areas by law regulate circle checks and they need circle checks completed, usually before you leave the yard. I've seen one contractor had this amazing morning rollout procedure, and I thought I'd share it with everyone. I witnessed it in person. So they have a drive-through shop. So there's, I think there's about four people, two on the left, two on the right, inside the shop on the edges. And then the team would pull the truck and trailer in, stop in the middle of the shop, the four people would conduct the circle check for that crew, hand it to the driver, they drive out, and then the next crew would pull in. And it was so organized, and every crew that left the yard that morning had a full circle check completed. The drivers had copies of it in case they ever had to present it. And it was in a really efficient process to get. And they had, it must have been 20 or 30 trucks and trailers that they had to get certified. And they did it in minutes. It was just this insanely efficient, optimized process. So I hope that sparks some ideas at your company there. Trip and falls, again, not a huge shock here. Heat safety is a big one, talking about heat stroke, recognizing it. Again, what I was saying earlier, how to recognize it in your coworkers is also a valuable skill, because you could prevent them from getting worse or suggest they take a break or get water. So obviously a crew is a team, and they want to take care of each other. So give them the skills to help do that. Cleanup hazards, working habits, common sense safety, personal safety hazards. And then lastly was fire extinguishers. So fire extinguishers is a great topic to talk about. How many of you are sure your employees know on what fire to use, what extinguisher, or even how to use a fire extinguisher properly? So it's good just to have that check-in to make sure they understand, where are they located? Does every truck have a fire extinguisher? Are they behind the back seat? Are they mounted on the pillar? Where is the fire extinguisher? And then this is how and when you use it. So it's really great to have that addressed. And then now that could prevent a bigger issue down the road by being prepared with that fire extinguisher. So these are our top 10, and I hope to inspire some ideas. And I just wanted to maybe throw this in the chat for a second. What topics are you currently doing tailgate talks on? So I really think of these masterminds as a collaborative session where some really great contractors are coming together to share ideas. So your ideas and insights on tailgates could possibly inspire other ideas for other contractors. So I'd love for you to throw even just like it could be one word or two word topic, just topics you're executing tailgates on at your company, and maybe hopefully inspire other contractors to start doing the same thing. So I want to talk about how Greenius optimizes tailgates. So how do we make this process as seamless as possible? And how do we save you tons of manual work, paperwork, tracking, and reporting? So we do this, and I like to say we do it very well. We save our contractors probably hundreds of hours around managing the tailgate experience, because we've really optimized it and changed the process, and actually learned from our contractors over the last years on how we can do better and what works and what doesn't. So I really wanted to share with you how we handle the tailgate process. And even if you don't use Greenius, maybe you can steal some of our concepts and towards building your own programs. But it's an efficient process, and I just wanted to share with you. So first, we have 120 customizable tailgates out of the box, ready to go. They're all by industry experts. Every topic we cover is well vetted and covers key points related to it. So right away, you got 120. But we have a tool that allows you to customize them and make them your own. So as you go through our tailgate talks, if you have your own standard operating procedures, or you see something that you do different, or maybe you want to add to it, or maybe you don't even like what we had and you have developed a better way of doing it, you can customize ours and make it your own. So then when you're using all of our field checklist apps to deliver your tailgate talks, we're going to be using the information you've updated. So it's a really great way to make them your own. And if you see editing 120 as a big task, divide it up amongst your team. So have your maintenance ops manager do the maintenance ones, have design and builds managers do the design and build ones, and right away they can share the workload and get that done pretty quick. So there is ways you can streamline that process. But again, you don't have to. They're ready to go. I always suggest just start using them first and then look at customizing them later. That way, it's not an overwhelming task to get lifted off the ground. You can try out your program, get the foundation set up, and then you can really start customizing it as you go there. but we do have a tool to add your own tailgate. So quite often when I'm at a contractor helping them roll out Greenius, they say, oh, we've been doing our own tailgates. We have 50 we've been using. We keep it in a binder in the shop. I say, that's great. What we can do is take all 50 of those in the binder and one by one, add them to Greenius. And you only have to do this once. And then as long as you're a customer going forward, you'll have access to those digital copies of those tailgates. And it's a great way to keep track of them, keep them current. That way, if they're paper, you got to find the file, you got to edit the file, you got to print it out again, you got to find the binders it in, take out the old one, put in the new one. So that's a manual process. Whereas if it's all digital, you can just open up your tailgate, edit those key points you want to change, click save, and it'll echo throughout all systems wherever the tailgates appear. So it's really a great way to optimize and streamline the process of creating tailgate talks. It's really something we're quite proud of here. So we have a field app that crew leaders can use in the field to execute on tailgate talks. So they open up their phone, they click on the Greenius app. There's a section called tailgates. They click on it. All of them appear. So our 120 are there. If you've added your own 50 that I was talking about earlier, they're all there. So they can just choose what tailgate talk they're doing. So we do have calendars that we can send out. Jim on the support team, and I believe he's had some help with them, has made these yearly calendars. And each Friday, we have a topic that we recommend to help align with the season to get through tailgate talk. So we can send that out to you as well. But you open up the app, you choose a tailgate you're doing that week. And first step, you're going to take attendance. So which employees are going to get credit for attending this? And we're going to keep that in their training records. We're going to keep that information in our reporting. And it's a really great way to prove who has learned these topics and attended these topics. So step one, take attendance. And then this is where the crew leader would now open up the field app, and each item is there on a list, on a checklist, ready to go. So as the crew leader says the item, or he coaches on what's there, it tells him what to say, it tells him the subject, it's giving him everything he needs to host that, the crew leader is going to check off that item. And you can advance to the next page until you've checked off each item. But the great thing is, this isn't about right or wrong, but ensuring that you're doing the training. So if you skip an item, your only task is to go back and address it and get it checked off. So we're not here to mark people wrong or correct them, or it's not an opportunity to complain about poor performance. It's really about education, training, and building people up. And also it's affecting your culture, because you're telling them by doing this process that, hey, we're a safe company. We care about your safety. We want you to go home at the end of the day, full stop, number one priority. And then we also want you to learn additional skills. We want you to grow, and we want you to develop as a person. And this is just a key in that whole puzzle, but we really value your education. So these tailgates start having a lot of impact on your culture as well, because it's that opportunity of education there. And again, you get that standardized message. So I just wanted to call out, all crew leaders are going to be doing tailgates all the same way, because they're addressing the key standard operating procedure that's been defined in that tailgate talk. So this addresses that kind of consistent message that before, did you know, was this crew leader training the way we want them to? Or maybe they thought they knew a better way on the topic, so they trained it their way. This way you align everybody. I use the example of McDonald's. You go to any McDonald's, food tastes the same because they're following that same process and they're all aligned. And that's what we're doing with your crew leaders. We're aligning them to that same process there. So lastly, you can track and prove who attended your tailgate talk. And this is a big one. So I can bring up Andrew. I can see all the tailgates he's done. I can bring up Andy and bring up all the tailgates he's done. And this layers on with your online training with Greenius. And this has come up in a few times, especially around Rob's injuries on zero turns. And the contractor was able to prove that the employee watched the zero turn course on Greenius. They learned all about ROPS in that course. They attended a tailgate talk on ROPS. They had the dates that they attended it. So the fact that ROPS injury happened wasn't lack of training. It was just an accident. So the company had a lot of proof and a lot of due diligence and a lot of paperwork already prepared for OSHA just by running reports, able to show that, hey, they had launches, integrated training program to make the employee aware of all known hazards. So proving who's attended these talks does come up, and it is important when you least expect it. So we fully have all these tailgate attendance reports. And now we've made it efficient. So by making it digital, the crew leader doesn't have to fill out a piece of paper in the field, get that piece of paper into his truck, get that piece of paper from the truck into the office and get it filed. And by the time it gets from the job site to the office, it's probably torn, covered in mud, and it's probably been a heck of a process even to get that paper from the field all the way to the office. So by keeping this digital, it's instant. If you have a crew member in the office running your tailgate program, they can quickly run and reports and see how everyone's doing and really assess employees and really make key informed decisions on the business training and development needs and really identify skills gaps and how to solve them. So it just becomes this wealth of knowledge that you can use to make your business better. So what happens when you roll out a training program? And this is a customer testimonial, so I know it's self-serving, but there's actually a key thing I wanted to call out here. So based on research from an insurance company we partner with, so this is directly from the insurance company, so this isn't a made-up number. They're saying for every 65 employees, they were seeing 4 to 6 injuries on their insurance claims. So that's an average of 8% of the workforce filing injury claims. Now, some of those injuries are minor. Some of those injuries are major, but the ones that reported did need an insurance claim reported. So that means by not having this program or a solid training program in place, really 8% of your workforce is at risk of an injury. So when you take all that information and you add in this actual customer testimonial, you see its value where we really love Greenius and what you are all doing. We are getting ready to celebrate 1.5 years injury-free, and we attribute that to the amazing training materials that Greenius provides us with. So now if we do some quick math, we have saved them at minimum 6 to 8 injuries. So now they're going to see less insurance claims. Their employees are feeling safer. And the number one key, most important thing now, that's 9 people that didn't get hurt this year working for that company. And really, that's something that beyond statistics and metrics and such, that's something I'm really proud of, is that as a company and as a team, the Greenius and LMN team have helped prevent injuries of 9 people. And it's just something I'm proud of. So I just wanted to share that these training programs really have an opportunity to impact your employees' lives. And education and that knowledge transfer is really what's going to help start solving these problems. So I just wanted to send that out to everyone. So thank you. I did want to call out on the chat before I get into this slide. Have you seen an uptake in injuries or a downturn in injuries? And what have you done if you've seen a downturn? What have you done to prevent injuries? And if you're seeing an uptick, what are your future plans to address that? So talking to that insurance company, they have a lot of logos currently using their services, and overall, they're starting to see an uptick in injuries. So we're trying to work together to build a program with them to get Greenius rolled out so we can start addressing that and get that number going back down where we want to see it. We want to see it 0, obviously, because that statistic is people's livelihood. It's their injuries. It's what they have to deal with. So we want to get that wiped out. And again, education is the first step in doing that. So thank you for joining me today. I tried to keep us on time today, but join us next week for our weekly mastermind. This is one, it's a special one. It's a Breakthrough Academy takeover. And I don't know if Mark, if you want to hop on and talk about this one. I'm not sure if you're still here.
Yes, I'm still here. off camera, but yeah, absolutely. And next week we're gonna do more of a roundtable style discussion, so it's gonna be a little bit more interactive. We're gonna talk a lot about how to drive accountability in the company, using some different techniques. Obviously, you know, you've probably heard me talk a lot about improving people, improving process, utilizing technology, all with the, you know, sort of focus around creating more entrepreneurial workforce or a more accountable team. I'm going to kind of talk about some very simple things that you can do now to really drive accountability throughout the organization in a sort of easy way that will really, I think, drive better results this year. And so these are going to be really actionable takeaways, and they're sort of designed to create a more engaged team as opposed to, you know, having to overmanage or really sort of force accountability in a you know, more traditional way. So some exciting things coming next week. Hope you can join us. I think it's going to be a good group for this roundtable. And yeah, looking forward to seeing you all there again next week.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mark. I thought that was a special one, definitely worth calling out because I'm going to be there. I'm really looking forward to it. So thanks, everybody. Thank you for attending today. If you use our products and you feel compelled, please share a review for us. They mean a lot to us, and we're really trying to help share everything we do with our landscape contractors to the world. We want them to be more profitable. We want them to be safer, and we want them to just have better businesses. And these ratings help us get higher and get opportunity and get more access to help these companies. So by giving us these great reviews, you're just giving us more tools to try to help more contractors run better businesses. So I encourage you, if you have the opportunity, to please leave us a review. Thanks, everybody. And I just appreciate your time. I know we're hitting that incredibly busy season that's just getting started here. So to take an hour of your time and share it with us today, I'm extremely grateful for that. And I hope you can, were inspired and learned something to roll out a tailgate program. And always feel free to reach out to us directly, ask us questions. If you're trying to roll out even a tailgate program and you've hit some roadblocks, we've helped hundreds of contractors get these lifted off. So directly email me mcrinklaw@golmn.com, and I can give you some tips and tricks there on how to do that as well. Thank you very much, everyone.